should we just start it with how Pran's layered the image one on top of the other in the thread?
That was so bizarre. I was so baffled when I saw that.
What's so baffling about that? It makes total sense. The first image, it's in order to make the banner image be that image, I think. And the second one is just to show the screenshot itself.
You can use any image as a banner.
Well, maybe Prance doesn't know that.
He's only the senior editor.
And has been for like a year or something.
Speaking of Resident Evil, there's one expert we needed to have on this podcast, but unfortunately, we couldn't get him. Yeah, I know it sucks, but he's busy. He's out at a deserted summer camp. Yeah, it's called Crystal Lake. Never heard of it, but yeah, he's supposed to have a fun weekend there. But what I did, I compiled all the Jordan episodes, fed it into an AI, which is now basically just an AI representation of Jordan. I call it RyRyBot. Now, RyRyBot is going to give its reactions to these images. RyRyBot, are you with us tonight?
Yep.
Okay. RyRyBot, did you like these images?
Gas.
RyRyBot, I didn't understand. What did you say?
Gas.
Is that your reaction to these screenshots from the Netflix Resident Evil show?
Yep.
Okay, well, that kind of opinion kind of sucks, to be honest.
Wow, rude. Okay.
Does anybody else want to talk with RyRyBot? I think it's got an attitude against me.
Hey, Ryan. Bye.
Yep.
I don't know.
What the fuck? What? Wow, rude.
Did you only pick mean things that he said and put it on there?
No.
Yeah, it said it for itself, so. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Whew. Well, he's just upset because those Resident Evil screenshots, they changed Leon S. Kennedy's race from white to Hispanic, so that really put RyRyBot in a bad mood.
Oh, does that make you really upset, Jordan?
Nope. That's one of the ones I don't know.
Oh.
He's never heard of Hispanics. He doesn't know that one. Yep.
There's, what, three images? It looks like grainy. Well, there's four images, but two of them are the same.
Prince, why?
Yep.
They look grainy, so you know that it's leaked. And is that, what even is that?
Gas.
Oh, that's gas? Okay. Darn it, Jordan stole my joke.
Eric took my f***ing joke.
Okay. Thanks, Jordan.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not a lot to say based on these images. Whatever that creature is that is in them does not look good at all. I don't know what it's supposed to be.
It looks like it's wearing a blanket. It looks like looks like the whole thing's like a sheet over it.
It looks like it had steel rods replace the bones in its arms, and then they threw a blanket on it. It looks like a really like bullied and severely disabled kid.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
I just wonder, why does their Leon look like the guy from Resident Evil 3 that all the female gamers were splurging about? You know, the guy, Ricardo, what's his name? Ricardo Lopez? I don't know. No.
Something like that.
Yeah, he had long hair and he was kind of like Latin.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. It is a little dumb that they didn't name him Carlos because, I don't know, why not? I doubt the fact that, I don't know, it's a little silly, but I know people also get weirdly up in arms over, like, race changing on characters like this.
If only that was the biggest issue with this.
I don't know. If you read the GBA Tem comments, I think they are. Everyone is really mad about it.
The news itself is kind of whatever. What's really of note is, like, everyone's vitriol over, like, freaking Leon not having blonde hair, I guess.
I think the big problem is the fact that he has a mustache, honestly. That's what's getting me.
That is pretty unforgivable.
Wasn't Leon based off of early 2000s Leonardo DiCaprio?
Well, Resident Evil 2 came out in 1998, so I'd be really impressed if it was based off early 2000s Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, like Titanic era. When was Titanic?
91? That was 99.
99. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it could be, yeah. Whether he's based on it or not, he has that look, that kind of like pretty boy blonde look.
That hairstyle that every kind of teenager had in the mid 2000s.
Yeah, exactly. It's, yeah, like it doesn't look like Leon at all, but like I mean, it's an image, so obviously the way the character looks is the only thing you can react to, but that's why I don't think these images are often much worth reacting to or basing an opinion on. Like, I don't know, I don't care what he looks like that much, whether he looks like Leon or not, as long as he kind of fills the role or is satisfying as the character.
Yeah, the poor director was like, he said, I don't want it to be a cosplay. I want actors that actually embody the role of the characters I want.
So make them look like it. You know?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. I guess, but I don't know. It's just not that important to me. Like, I'm not one of those people that want adaptations to be exactly like the thing they're adapting, though, either. I'd rather them have a little bit of a different stance and, you know, stand out a little
bit. Did people have a panic attack that Geralt didn't have, like, facial hair with the Witcher adaptation?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Geralt. I mean, from a standpoint of being, like, a fan, maybe it's because I don't really care too much about Resident Evil. But, I mean, I'd rather see it in action first. Like, yeah, you want, like, the characters to look like the characters from the game. That's, like, you want to see a real-life representation of what that character would look like as a non, like, polygonal PS1 model or whatever, GameCube model. But at the same time, that's the whole point, is that it's an adaptation. It's not a one-to-one recreation.
Can we just talk how Krista called Geralt Geralt?
Yeah,
I'm the only one who noticed.
No, I did. I wasn't going to, you know, go ahead and bully our editor. She's the one who's likely to fire all of us.
Oh wait, yeah, she literally pays us our salary.
I'm sitting on a chair that I only got because of her. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have all the comments on this Tempcast are gonna be angry Witcher fans being like, "How dare you never have played The Witcher? How dare you not study his name to say it out loud?
Yeah. How dare you not read all the books and then listen to all the audiobooks, Kirsten?"
Oh no, I am become China PR.
Oh no. You China PR'd Gerard of Riviera.
So there was another interesting screenshot along with the characters. There was this kind of, I don't know, this monster thing that's wearing a face. So Rai, you should probably know who this character is, right?
Nope. That's one of the ones I don't know.
Oh, okay. Oh man, that sucks.
He looks kind of like the Faceless from XCOM 2, if you've ever played that. He's just like a weird, like, droopy monster. I don't know how to describe it.
It's like a sectoid and a Faceless at the same time.
Yeah, this is horrible. This doesn't look very good. Also, doesn't Netflix have two different Resident Evil shows happening at the same time right now, which is very confusing?
Wait.
Because don't they also have the one with, what's his name? Lance Reddick playing Wesker?
Wait, I thought this was that.
No, this is different. This one is...
Tom Hopper is Wesker in this.
Wait, what the fuck?
I think this is a TV show, and the thing Lance Reddick is in is a movie, maybe? I'm pretty sure Netflix has two different, like, Resident Evil properties on the go right now.
No.
I also thought that they were the same, so...
I'm pretty sure they're not. I remember I looked this up earlier, and I already forgot. I don't know. All I know is that Lance Reddick was confirmed to be playing Albert Wesker in a Netflix series, in a Netflix Resident Evil adaptation. And here it says Tom Hopper.
Oh my god, yeah.
I could have sworn I remembered reading that there was two different... Okay, no, so I think Lance Reddick is in the TV show, and then this Welcome to Raccoon City is a movie, according to an interview on IGN.
Which is obviously not in the same universe as the TV show, because the actors are different races. Like, Tom Hopper, right? Wait, let me Google Tom Hopper. Yeah, Tom Hopper and Lance Reddick don't really look alike, to say the least.
No.
Well, here's what I think is going to happen. Doctor Strange is going to show up and he's going to somehow combine these Resident Evil universes.
This is the movie that introduces Resident Evil to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, finally.
Oh my God, we're going to get a Marvel versus Capcom movie.
Holy shit. Oh, never mind.
We call it here first, folks.
Oh man, I wish I would have known about this then, honestly.
How? How does Jordan do this? So
I don't know.
Okay, it's just so eerie.
Eric, are you going to be okay?
It's just so eerie. Oh, that wasn't me laughing.
That was Jordan.
Well, they're the same person.
Oh, yeah, there is that. There is that.
Wow, rude.
So, yeah, wow, rude. So, Steven, you were talking about how you don't want it to be like a one-to-one adaptation,
yeah,
right? You don't want it to just be like an exact copy of it. Well, here's the thing. Speaking of things being exact copies of other things, did you guys know that it takes two to make a thing go right, and it takes two to sue you all the time?
Hell.
Man, you almost had it. Shot yourself in the foot right at the end.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, I thought you were doing the Seinfeld thing.
What?
You know what it takes? It takes two. That was my terrible Jerry Seinfeld impression.
That was pretty good. Just thanks. Kidding. It sucked.
Fuck you.
Just kidding. It sucked.
You got his hopes up like that?
Anyway, some dude... He was making an exact copy of Resident Evil, son of a bitch.
It doesn't even say RE3 anymore, bro.
In the topic list, he called it RE3 and REVC, and I got confused.
That's what the projects are called, dude.
That's the thing that makes it even harder. GTA 3, GTAVC. Equals RE3 and REVC.
Whoa, dude, I didn't sign up for a math class. I graduate. I'm done with this. I don't have to put up with this. I'm out of here.
Oh, man. So what had happened was, what had happened, guys?
This is a article by Shadow1333, who was also a developer on GBA Temp. I don't know what he developed specifically, but he's the one who brought this news to us. For a timeline, back in February 19th, 2021, Take-Two basically sent a DMCA claim on GitHub because they were hosting these tools that the developers of RE3 and REVC hosted, which from my primitive understanding, they allowed you to use like a bot copy of those games and then extract the source code out of those games. So Take-Two didn't like that, because people were actually doing something useful with these games and they issued a DMCA. And the interesting thing that happened here is that the project leaders then filed a counterclaim and then they restored their projects back on GitHub, which isn't something that you could do, for example, with a company like Nintendo, I'd imagine. You wouldn't dare to do that because you're afraid of their ninjas and stuff.
And they're bad stuff planters.
Exactly. The opinions of Stephen S. Ralabi do not correspond to my opinions. Okay, so back to this. This was a big win, but then it seems that today, well, not today, September 2nd, 2021, Take-Two is taking legal action in the state of California against these project leaders. Now, there's a lawsuit court I don't know what it's called, document on the internet. It's a PDF.
It's called a complaint.
I told Eric Zander to look at it because he's the expert on this. So we're gonna listen to his expert legal opinion take on this matter. Eric, take it away.
All right. As I always say every time, I am a criminal defense attorney, not a civil attorney. So every time Alan John tries to say lawyer explain something on the podcast, he tells me to explain some civil shit. So this is a complaint and it's linked on the thread. Oh, wait, let me make sure I'm recording. I am recording.
Good time to check.
So
good work. This is very timely tour happens. To do right now.
Let me make sure that this is all getting written down. Yeah, there's a court interpreter on the other end of this microphone just writing down everything that we say.
Just, so. They give you a free one every time you graduate law school.
Yeah, please speak into the microphone. So take two, yeah, like Alan John said, is they're suing the people who are working on RE3 and REVC civilly, so I don't think that there's really a chance that they're going to jail or anything like that. However, I did read the complaint. It's only 17 pages. It basically describes from Take Two's point of view what's going on, you know, and of course it's as one-sided as they can get away with it. It describes who the parties are, and it talks about the facts of the case, and then basically what they want. What they want at the end of the day is a permanent injunction, basically saying, yo, dog, you gotta stop what you're doing. We have to permanently stop you from doing this. You have to give us all copies of everything that you took from us. You have to let us know how many downloads there were and everything like that, which I don't think that there were a whole lot. And also, you gotta pay all of our attorneys. You gotta give us all of the money that we lost and whatever else the judge is asking.
Yeah.
And they're demanding a jury trial on it, which isn't the best idea.
That final part where they're demanding, like, not just their work, basically steal their work from them, but also make them pay for their lawyer fees. That's just plain evil. I don't know how you'd describe that in any other way. Or am I wrong, Eric Sander? You're giving me some ums. What are you trying to say?
You always ask for attorney's fees. They would be insane to not ask for attorney's fees. Every time you sue somebody civilly as part of the thing, you're like, and then when you lose, you owe us money because we had to go through the work of hiring attorneys and stuff. That happens in family law. That happens in, you know, most types of civil cases.
You know, just because something happens a lot doesn't mean it's good.
Well, they also said that awarding such other and further relief as this court may deem just and appropriate. That's basically saying that's on every civil complaint also, because if they didn't include that, then the judge wouldn't be allowed to award anything aside from the six things that they're asking for. Mm-hmm. But yeah, attorney's fees is a pretty standard clause. So you're wrong, unless you think that the legal system is evil, in which case, a little bit, you're right. Now getting to the emotional aspect of it. Take Two is an evil corporation who's trying to just profit off of these poor developers. And if Take Two put in the initiative to actually port their stuff to these consoles, then this wouldn't have ever been an issue. So it's all Take Two's fault. And they're greedy, mean bastards. Yeah. And that's so mean. And they don't have a case at all because of there's freedom of they can do what they want. And they can't. And this is all bad of Take Two. So that's basically what people on GBA Temp are saying.
But are they correct, Eric?
Are they correct? You know, a wise law professor of mine once told me, it depends. It depends on your point of view. Is your person guilty? It depends. Is this complaint, does it hold any water? It depends. In many ways, it doesn't. In several ways, it doesn't. If everything that's alleged in this complaint is true, then clearly they have a case. Because they're arguing that essentially, they can, with this software that was being hosted on GitHub, you can just take it and straight up play the games on other platforms that you weren't originally able to. Of course, when you read more into it from the developer's point of view, you know, they reverse engineered the code. They didn't actually steal the code. They reverse engineered it. And then you have to have official copies of the games in order to, you know, or ROMs really, to throw it over onto those other systems. You have to compile it and stuff yourself. So that's the argument. Is just looking at the complaint is you could just download something from GitHub and boom, now you can play it on the Switch. When really there's a lot more work that goes into it. It's those finer details that have to, you know, come out at trial, be explained to the judge or the jury, whoever the trier of fact is. In this case, it looks like it's going to be a jury.
Yeah.
That said, they can always waive that at the end. Again, civil complaints almost always have a demand for jury trial on file right at the beginning. All that I'll say is that these devs need decent lawyers because they can go both ways. It just has to be made clear to the trier of fact that you can't just download this stuff and it's not plug and play like that.
Yeah.
Now, does it make a difference? People on GBA Temp seem to think it does. I don't know if it does. Like I said, they didn't just copy the code. Allegedly, they didn't just copy the code. Apparently you need to patch it to the official, you know, an official copy of the game. I don't know if, honestly, like, because I don't have all of the facts. I have the complaint and I have what people are saying, how the files actually work. So that's the point of the legal system, is both sides have to present their case. I will say that I don't think it's as frivolous as most people on GBA Temp seem to think it is, where they're just, you know, suing for absolutely no reason. There is a reason that they're doing it. Like I said, assuming that everything in the complaint is true, which I don't think is the case, then they do have a case.
I think it sets more of a concerning precedent of, like, what all these, like, you know, there's the Ocarina of Time kind of decompilation, like all these reverse engineering projects. If this goes through and if Take-Two wins, I mean, what does that mean for things like that Super Mario 64 Plus or Sonic 3 Air, where it's like, we made the assets and all of these things, or not the assets, but like, we made the modifications ourselves. You just have to bring your own, quote unquote, legally dumped ROM to the table, and that's it. And then will all these projects be at danger? Will, like, some companies start suing because they saw Take-Two get away with it? I feel like the uncertainty of that isn't really good for the hacking community. Regardless of whether it's right or wrong, it's just going to unsettle a lot of people.
Yeah, you have a point. In a way, Take-Two here, from their point of view, they are being the trailblazers. They are setting the precedent. Whatever happens in this case is going to set that kind of precedent. And it's going to take a while before this case is cleared up. This kind of stuff doesn't wrap up in a month or two. It could take quite a while. You know, depending on how this goes, it could be used as precedent for, you know, like you said, other developers and modders and stuff like that who are really just doing this for fun. I mean, I know I don't imagine many of these people are getting paid. I don't think that the people, Angelo, Theo, Adrian, and Ash and Doe, I don't think Doe's a real name. you know, I don't think they were profiting off of this. I think that they were just trying to do something for the community, and then boom, there's a big problem. So I see what you're saying. It might be stifling innovation. This might be cause, you know, putting fear in other people, but you know, that's that. I think that's what Take-Two wants.
Right. And I don't know, but answer this for me. Don't, like, if something happens with, like, an IP, don't companies have to, like, at least try their best to look like they're pretending to defend their IP? Otherwise, that's not a good look for them as well. So maybe, like, they're working internally on a Grand Theft Auto 3 kind of remaster for maybe next-gen consoles, because I think that's been a rumor. Mm-hmm. It's like, what if they're working on that as an official release, and then people are like, but I can play it on my Vita or whatever, and they're just like, that's stealing money from us. So they have to just, like, try and hammer it down to get it out of the spotlight or whatever.
That's certainly their point of view. It's like, by taking their stuff or copies of their stuff or substantially similar copies of their stuff and porting it to other platforms, that then makes it harder in theory, which is really all that they have to, you know, show it to the court. It's like, you know, why would I play it on the Switch, the officially ported version on the Switch, if I could just take a pirated copy and play it on the Vita? That's sort of what they're looking at. But I think, at the start of your question on if they have to do that, that's more for, like, how do I say this? So let's use Disney, for example. Let's say that, so Mickey Mouse is copyright, you know, Disney can use it. If they never defended their IP and they just let everybody in the world use Mickey Mouse logos, then they would be at risk of losing Mickey Mouse, and Mickey Mouse would end up in the public domain. Mm-hmm. And then everybody can use it, and then anybody can make a Mickey Mouse movie and like that. And that will eventually happen. Theoretically, it'll eventually go into the public domain, even though Disney keeps changing the law. So maybe Disney was actually the worst possible example that I could have ever used. Oh, let's think Tarzan's also a bad example. Moby Dick.
What about Superman? Superman's going to be in the public domain soon.
Oh, Well, is he?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Cool. Good for him. Anybody can make a Superman. But if they just let everybody use it, then it would have been fine. I'm trying to think of an example where that happened. The Happy Birthday song, I think, was something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That did enter public domain. But now that I think about it, that's actually a different situation. That was more because they never should have had it copyrighted in the first place to them.
Yeah.
So then they retroactively
That's my favorite Daft Punk song.
It is a thing.
So this can go either way. It's not as open and shut as people think.
Right.
Well, you know what?
Let me get back to my rum.
Lawyer explained. Thank you so much. We really appreciated that. Honestly, we don't even need you, Eric, because there's so many legal experts just on the thread.
They're called armchair lawyers.
I don't know if they're lawyers or not, but I like their opinions a lot. Like, they're saying that Take-Two is basically evil and they have no grounds to sue anyone, really, mm-hmm. because the GitHub doesn't have anything copyrighted on it. So why should they? You know, it doesn't. Yeah.
Yep.
Honestly, this is the type of news that really, really makes my blood boil. Because Take-Two, I don't know why they hate Grand Theft Auto so much. They've ruined this franchise for me personally. It's basically because of Take-Two that we don't have a GTA 6, a GTA 7, a GTA 8 by now. It's only because of them, because of their practices. They're focused on profits. Like, good companies aren't focused on profits. They're focused on, you know, making things their consumers enjoy, not making money.
Yeah. Ew. Why would a big company want to make money? You're right. You're right. I'm 100% on your side.
They basically looked at their earning reports and said, okay, we don't need to spend money on making a new Grand Theft Auto. We can just re-release this one. Just keep the online going and then just add expansions on that part of the game. Oh, and GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas, those don't have an online part. We can't monetize that at all. So they just forgot about those games completely. And now we do have some kind of rumors here and there that it's going to get like an Unreal Engine remake on all the systems with RTX. No, I don't doubt. I really, really doubt that. Honestly.
Sorry, I'm rapidly pressing X for doubt. Sorry, what?
Is this a common thing where in civil suits they ask for the whatever to give them the thing?
Yeah. They really? Always ask for the whatever to give them the thing. Because that's how they get the thing. That's what gives the judge or the to give them the thing, so they have to put in the whatever, right?
Man, I want to see that part of Eric's lawyer textbook.
Of course. At the end, you gotta say, "Yo, I need this, and please, and if there's more, then yeah."
Because usually, what Nintendo does, for example, they're like, "Hey, can you please stop? Just stop this, all right? Stop. I don't want to see this." That's what Nintendo does. But Take-Two. They're like, hey, stop this, and can I get a look at that? Can you send it to me, please? So that's kind of strange. You might think, is it possible? No, wait,
Nintendo does that too. They're like, hey, stop it, and also gimme.
No, when did they do that? When's the last time they did that?
ROM Universe. They said they remember they were like, hey, slap it. No more of that. And they got rid of it. And then he's like, I'm going to put it back. And they're like, no, you not put it back. And also, give me everything. And he's supposed to give him.
No.
Right?
No. Was that a part of that lawsuit?
I think he was slapped with the charges per ROM before anything. Like, that was before the
permanent injunction.
Injunction or whatever the term was. Like, that was on the initial filing, is that they were like, we're going to charge you per ROM, moron.
But I think that he has to give up, like, all of his ROMs to them now.
Oh, yeah. He has to delete everything, or they have to take his hard drives or something.
That's pretty much what Take-Two is doing.
That's what I'm saying here. It's kind of weird that Take-Two isn't telling them to delete it. You might think Take-Two is trying to steal like this technology And then not to get like sued by the developers for stealing that technology, because I very, very much doubt that anybody at Rockstar or Take-Two for that matter still has the original source code for those games. They don't have it. They lost it, just like they did with Red Dead Redemption, the original one. That code is completely lost. And this is a great opportunity to like save a lot of money on re-engineering the game from the ground up. I think it would be cheaper to hire lawyers than developers, right, for this. So you might think that they're trying to steal the source code in order to create like ports for the Switch, the PlayStation 5, and, you know, the PC, whatever. What do you guys think? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I'm thinking Rockstar doesn't make enough money, you know, from all that Red Dead Online. They really don't make enough money to afford people who can remake Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yeah, it would probably take a lot of work to reverse engineer the code that these four random dudes did.
And it's already done. It's right there.
Yeah, so why pay developers to make it for them when they could take it in a legal battle that takes months and gets them a shitload of bad publicity?
And they don't even know if they get it or not. That's just this is their rolling a chance. It's RNG.
Yeah, I guess you guys are kind of right.
Yeah. It's a good idea, though.
They're not suing for the sole purpose of stealing these developers' work.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know who does sue people at random for anything and everything? Nintendo.
That's so funny. Go ahead.
It is. You know, I'm a real comedian. And, you know, the reason why Nintendo is suing everybody is because they got to protect their Game Boy ROMs. Because the Game Boy games are coming to Switch. Totally, guys, not rumor. Hashtag yes. Real. Legit. Eurogamer told me.
Yeah, this is totally inside information and not just a rumor. Yes.
Can I rant about this?
Go ahead.
Go!
All right, so Eurogamer loves publishing these clickbaity articles. They did it a lot with the Switch Pro and stuff. Well, so do we, honestly. But we do it for the views. I don't know why Eurogamer is doing it. Probably just to make my blood boil. But anyways, their source for this rumor isn't an insider. It's not somebody who hacked the Switch and found out like some secret Nintendo info. No, no. Their insider source for this is literally a YouTube podcast. And it's not the Tempcast. No, it's from, what's this guy's name? Direct Feed Games, also known as Nate Drake. Not to be confused with Nathan Drake from the Uncharted games.
Oh, fuck, I was going to say, that guy's super connected at Sony, so I almost believed this for a minute, but if it's not the Nathan Drake, then okay, you're right.
Oh, is it N Drake from GBA Temp?
Oh, snap. Finally, the Magstaff drama comes full circle with Game Boy Color ROMs.
Only OGs remember N Drake.
I have no idea who that is. I guess I'm not an OG. And also known as Nate the Hate.
Yeah, that sounds like the same guy.
Yeah, from what I understand, the reason he's thinking that they're going to be releasing Game Boy / Game Boy Color games on the Switch is because some games have a Game Boy emulators built specifically for the Switch in them, and Nintendo has those emulators. They might use them soon. That's the entire rumor. Like all the things on the internet, it just spirals from that. It goes to Kotaku, it goes to Eurogamer, it goes to IGN, and then it ends up on the biggest website on the internet, gbatemp.net.
Excuse me, no, it doesn't, because I didn't think it was worth reporting on because it's such a garbage rumor.
I thought you were going to say, and then it ends up on the most important place on the internet, the Tempcast.
Yeah, I'm leaving this topic to you guys. I'm too above this. It's perfect for the Tempcast, though.
Oh, my heart and boom. Soul.
Get fucked, Eric.
You're the one who's paying our rent in our Texas-based Tempcast studio that we're all in right now.
Yeah, that's my money laundering scheme. Jeez. Can't believe you didn't get that by now.
Why is it so humid out here, by the way? Like, it's not the heat that gets you, it's the humidity. Oh, my goodness.
It's like drowning in air.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I hate it when these, like, when it gets posted on to Reddit or something, it doesn't even have like the word rumor in it.
It does now.
It does now.
There's a flare on it that says that it's a rumor.
Yeah, but that's a moderator flare. The Eurogamer headline is Game Boy and Game Boy Color titles headed to Nintendo Switch Online.
Yes, that is correct.
Not even like, I always go really particular when I have to report on rumors. Like, I'll put the rumor tag on and then I'll be like, supposedly, reportedly, insider source claims. The Eurogamer is just like, screw you, this man on a podcast said it's happening and we believe him. And also they sourced Nintendo Life. So I feel like this is like BuzzFeed sourcing TMZ. These aren't guys that you think like insider leaks, confirmed info. Nintendo Life is tantamount to GBA Temp and where they just report the news and they talk about games and reviews. The only people Eurogamer even is probably up there in terms of trustworthiness. But I don't know, unless it's coming from like VGC, which also has a tendency to clickbait.
Yeah.
This is like so like, oh, great, you've done it again. I mean, we had GameCube. Remember when those like little UI icons leaked as part of Switch Online? And people were like, GameCube confirmed, Game Boy confirmed, GBA confirmed. And then nothing happened for the last 3 years. So, I mean, this is just the rumor mill going all over again to just bait everyone. And it's really the most boring thing. It's so boring, Nintendo might actually do it. That's the only part that makes it so believable. Is OG Game Boy games. Are we really chomping at the bit to play Tetris from 1989 on our Nintendo Switch?
Dude, aren't you excited at the idea of having Pokemon Yellow portable? Like, that's unreal, dude.
Oh, man, the worst version of Pokemon Yellow? Yes. The screen isn't even yellow.
I like how you call it the worst version of Pokemon Yellow, despite it being the only official version of Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah, I more so was thinking it was OG Game Boy only, and then I remember there's Game Boy Color, but I stick to my claims.
Honestly, I don't even get the hype for this. Okay, this is going to be the most controversial opinion ever said on GBA Temp, but I don't think there's a single Game Boy or Game Boy Color game worth replaying in 2021.
I'd make an argument for the 1994 Donkey Kong, but it's not an essential, no. I'm not like, holy shit, you have to go play it. It's, you know, it's a decent game. It's worth your time. But other than that, yeah, nothing else really comes to mind. I mean, even the Pokemon games, I think the GBA remakes are better, right?
Absolutely.
Tangentially, you could maybe say like Link's Awakening, but that got a remake and you'd think Nintendo would just want to push the remake anyway.
I don't see any reason to want to play the original Pokemon games. After all, I'm playing Pokemon Go as we speak. I just caught a Froakie, and that's right on your phone. So why would you ever need another Pokemon game? You know what I mean? You just play Pokemon Go.
You can play Pokemon Unite on your phone, and Blastoise dresses like Al Capone in it. It's awesome.
Yeah. Here's the thing. When I was younger, I got all of the Kanto, all of the Johto, and all of the Hoenn Pokemon, and then my fucking little brother deleted my save file. Well, guess who has them all again now in Pokemon Go? Only specifically because I felt so slighted by little kid brother.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Why are you raising your hand?
Excuse me, what did you just say? You said you caught all the Kanto, Johto, and Hoenn Pokemon, so you're talking Gen 3?
Yeah, I went up to 3.
That was impossible in Gen 3.
What do you mean?
Boom.
How was it impossible in Gen 3?
That was impossible in Gen 3 because most of the...
Lay him into him, Alanzon!
No, because I can explain this. Go ahead. Why? Why?
Most, if not all, the Johto Pokemon were
Pokemon?
Like,
go ahead.
Pokemon, whatever. They were.
That was some weak sauce shit.
Hold on, he's about to sound stupid. Don't let him know what he's going to say. Do it.
They were exclusives for the console games.
Have you ever played Pokemon Colosseum in XD? Because you can trade them over to Pokemon Emerald, you bitch.
Well, did you do that?
All the Johto Pokemon
I did do that. Well, half of them were available in Colosseum. The other half were available in XD. And you had to purify them. And then go to Mount Battle. And you could trade them over. And I did all of that.
So, yes,
I had all of the Johto Pokemon from Colosseum in XD.
Okay.
Purified them and transferred them over to Emerald, and then my save file got deleted.
Okay, but here, the craziest part of this is when you completed the Hoenn Dex, you got one starter. Like, you would get one Johto starter. I guess you could have just bred them, but that, you're demented, bro. Yeah. Even if it's legitimate, you're demented. You have issues.
Okay, hold on, guys.
And that's the real part of this.
I had Emerald, and I also had Fire Red. So, I had Fire Red, but I also had Sapphire. So I was able to you could get all of the Johto starters in Colosseum, I think.
No, you'd have to replay it, but yeah.
I thought. Well, it's been a while.
You only get Quilava, Bayleaf, and
You only get one of
Croconaw each playthrough. So you would have had, and you don't unlock the trade with your GBA until you beat the entire game. So you would have had to beat the entire game 3 separate times, and then
I don't remember having to do that.
That sounds rad.
Wait, do you get one in Colosseum, one in XD, and then maybe I did the other one from.
Oh, the Emerald Star? You might have. But
I know that I did
it.
I know that I did it. You can take my... I swear on my honor, I did not cheat, and I did legitimately get all of those Pokemon. And then my brother deleted
it. Sure, you sound exactly like a person who did that. Like, I don't remember if I played that game 3 times.
I was in junior high.
So how did you get Mew? Did you like stand in like one of those Toys R Us giveaways to get Mew?
No, I had
autism.
Pokemon, the thing for the Wii, Pokemon,
Battle Revolution.
No, it wasn't Battle Revolution.
Oh, the ranch.
Yeah, Pokemon Ranch, where I had to upload,
You had to put
1,000 Pokemon in there or something?
You had to put something stupid in there. Okay, but what about Deoxys?
Yeah, what about Deoxys?
Deoxys, okay, so I said I had them all, I didn't have Deoxys.
Yeah, get right, I know this? You know why I know this? Because freaking Space Center Houston. Yeah. This is the one time in my life that Houston has ever been a boon to my life. Space Center Houston was the only place you could get Deoxys, and gosh dang it, is Houston, Texas not the Space Center of America, of the whole world, of the Earth? So get wrecked, Eric, with your fake Deoxys, cheater.
I did not have Deoxys. I did.
You fucking liar.
I did have Jirachi because I got the early version of Colosseum. So I had Jirachi and I had Mew. I did not have Deoxys.
Who cares?
Sorry.
You can get Jirachi from Pokemon Box. Who gives a crap?
Jesus.
Deoxys is the only thing that matters.
Yes.
Oh, you remember a couple years ago, like 2015, where every month GameStop was giving away a legendary Pokemon for X and Y? I went there and I got all of them. So I did eventually get a Deoxys. But that was for Pokemon X.
And that game sucks, so your point is irrelevant.
And what actually happened, it's even funnier, because like I went to GameStop every month and I got it, and I put all the codes in, but then like that's all I did, is I never actually, is like I played the game to the point where I could put the codes in, so I have all of them in that game, but I never actually completed X. They're just sitting there for one day when I'm like, you know what, I want to get back into Pokemon, I'll load that game up, be like, hey look, I have all of these legendaries, hell yeah.
You know what, Eric Sander? I caught you lying.
I'm sorry,
again.
I didn't have Deoxys.
What?
Okay?
It's not just Deoxys.
I'm sorry,
it's a lot more.
I'm
it's
sorry.
At least 50 more Pokemon that you've missed
you
on.
About?
Because you said you had only Fire Red and Sapphire. What about Ruby?
No.
What about Leaf Green? What about those Pokemon?
Yeah, how'd you get a Bellsprout, bro?
I had fucking friends, dude. My childhood friend Dominic had the ones that I didn't have.
Oh, of course.
Can we call him Dominic? This alleged Dominic.
We've been talking about this for 10 minutes. Oh, all of a sudden there's a Dominic. He had it.
guys, look, did you not have friends? You didn't have friends who you could trade Pokemon with?
No, I was friends with the Deoxys.
Okay, let me figure out what I had. I had four. All right, so clearly you can't trade the. So this is just Gen 3 because I also had like blue and yellow and all that shit. But I'm talking about Gen 3. Yeah. So I had Colosseum XD.
Likely
I had Emerald and I had Pearl and I had Fire Red and I also had Leaf Green. Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
I actually had two copies of Leaf Green.
Oh,
and
really? So you could get more starters.
I stole Dominic's.
And
how would a second copy of the same game get him more starters?
You don't have to restart the game.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess.
And
you only have one save
I remember
file.
Dominic spent the night one time, and I took his copy while he was asleep, and I traded over one of his starters.
And I traded it into GameStop to buy Fire Red.
This was what I did as a child, okay? And now I have the first 3 gens all in Pokemon Go because I went to Go Fest and I traded with a bunch of people there.
There was Dominic A, Dominic B, Dominic C.
Dominic Toretto from the Fast and Furious movies.
So, long story short, I don't think that we necessarily need Pokemon games on the Nintendo Switch because we do have Pokemon Go.
Because I don't know Dominic anymore. I lost his number.
I actually do have his number. I could probably text him and be like, hey. But no, honestly, you have no idea to have all three, every Pokemon from all three generations, except for Deoxys. And then after transferring everything from XD and Colosseum and purifying them and everything like that, because clearly I had to have like the link cable and all of that too. To have my brother just delete it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That silence. That's the rage.
That's hurting, man.
Everybody take a moment of silence to just imagine the rage that I had.
Why did he do it?
Imaginary rage for those imaginary Pokemon.
Bruh. Okay, Steven, the reason that he did that was because he wanted his friend Anna to borrow it.
Oh, so there's a friend Anna now. Okay.
She wasn't my friend. She was his friend. And yeah. I fucking hate her.
You know what? The reason why his brother did this is because Eric was parading around saying, I've got all 365 Pokemon or 385 Pokemon. And his brother's like, no, you don't. You don't have Deoxys. And just deletes it. Because all he does is hear all day is that Eric thinks he has the complete Pokedex. But he's just a poser.
Because he doesn't have Deoxys. Because he hasn't been to Texas until Krista bought the Texas-based studio. And it's hot.
God. You talk about all the things you were willing to do. Ooh, I went to GoFest. Ooh, I made friends with Dominic. Ooh, you wouldn't even go to the Space Center. Like, come back to the podcast when you're a real Pokemon fan.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Good night.
All right. See you, everybody.
Oh, wait, what's that?
Hold on, wait, what is this? She's got her kids pass. Damn, she really did go to the Space Center.
Nice, dude, that's sick. You've gotta be here.
I like how she keeps that thing on her.
Christmas Day strap. Just in case it comes back.
I keep it from my Deoxys debates I have.
So many fucking fools out there think they had every Gen 3 Pokemon.
You need to be putting their place. She got this Deoxys card. Wow.
Keep her right next to the PC so she can shut down fools on Reddit.
Get wrecked.
All right. We lose. I'm sorry, but I still have... Okay, whatever. Bye, everybody.
Oh, we stopped recording like 30 seconds ago.
Oh, cool. Ah! Bro, riddid, rid, 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 r